KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have a clear to partly cloudy sky, and it's 16 degrees. We look for skies to be partly cloudy for today with a high around 43. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. Creston police report this morning a resident of the 200 block of North Sumner Street told authorities on Tuesday that his garage had been broken into. Items missing included an air compressor, various tools, and a BB gun. The loss was estimated at $1,200 altogether. Teen drivers who will be turning 21 now have another option for getting a driver's license that reflects that milestone. Department of Transportation spokesperson Darcy Doty says state law now allows drivers to update their license on the DOT website.
The law allows the person to be able to go online and request that replacement card to come in the mail, and that way they'll have that horizontal license.
Teen drivers all have a license that has the information lined up vertically. The different orientation and licenses was created to help casinos, bars, and other organizations which need to verify ages.
We have been told that that makes it easier for those establishments who require that additional verification that the person is 21 when they're entering their facility, and it is a lot easier to be able to see that on a horizontal card versus a vertical card, and then reviewing that date of birth to make sure that person really is 21.
She says the online option was not available until the recent law change.
Our goal is to be able to provide a lot of options for customers, and that option is they can come into our service center, they can request that option online, and they can also utilize one of our kiosks options as well.
The law also requires the DOT to send out a notice to drivers who will turn 21 that they can make the change in their license.
We are sending that information out about 90 days before the person's eligible to receive that horizontal card. And then it's really a reminder to say, don't come in before that 21st birthday. You really need to be 21 in order for that vertical card to change into a horizontal card.
Cody says regular licenses are issued when someone is 17 or 18 and won't expire for 8 years. And making the change in your license when you turn 21 is not required. It does cost $10, though, to get a replacement license. The deadline is less than a year away for people to obtain updated driver's licenses or ID cards so they can fly commercially and enter federal facilities. An Iowa or Nebraska license that complies with the federal Real ID program has a small white star and a gold circle background in the upper right-hand corner. The star shows licenses already have undergone additional ID verification steps as required by the program. The deadline is October 1st, 2020, and travelers can also use military IDs or passports to access flights and federal facilities. A crash in eastern Iowa's Henry County Christmas evening resulted in one person dead and two injured. State Patrol said yesterday the driver of a 2015 Buick Encore, 66-year-old Craig Myox of Dameron Valley, Utah, died in the crash that also caused his passenger, 64-year-old Brenda Myox of Utah, to be injured. The driver of a 2004 Chrysler Pacifica, 65-year-old Robert Lee Sykes II of Iowa City, also was injured in that collision. All three were transported to the U of I Hospital and Clinic in Iowa City. All three crash victims were wearing their seatbelts. The accident happened around 6:15 p.m. Christmas evening. The patrol says the Chrysler had been westbound on Highway 218 at the crossover and attempting to cross the southbound lanes. The Buick was southbound in the right lane. Authorities say when Sykes failed to yield and entered the southbound lanes, his vehicle was struck broadside by Myox's Buick. Afterward, the Chrysler came to rest in the southbound lanes while the Buick came to rest in the west ditch. The accident remained under investigation. The State Board of Education now requires school districts to include new seat belts in all new buses they buy. Department of Education attorney Nicole Presch says they're also in the process of clarifying how districts can pay to add seat belts to the buses they already own. Presch says they're changing the language that governs the use of the Physical Plant and Equipment Levy Fund, known by the acronym PEPL.
It expands the terminology for the term repairing of transportation equipment for transporting students to include retrofitting when such retrofitting is aligned to school bus construction standards.
The PEPL is an amount up to 33 cents for each $1,000 of assessed valuation that voters in each school district can approve. It's most often used for building and equipment needs, and she says the language for using PEPL wasn't clear when the school bus seatbelt issue came up.
When we went back and we were saying, look, we're going to put seatbelts on buses, then we started to go back and look at our language to say, you know, can schools now add seatbelts onto buses if they want to retrofit and then be able to pay for it out of PEPL or not?
Presh says the change should do away with any doubt on how the PEPL funds can be used.
Right now, you can use PEPL to buy a bus, but we weren't quite sure if our language would allow you to use PEPL to retrofit a bus, which just kind of seems like it doesn't really fit.
The Board of Education approved the rules clarification in November, and there's a public hearing on the proposed change January 7th at the Board of Education's office in Des Moines. Before the holiday break, state officials distributed new resources to help Iowa schools respond to the vaping epidemic. The latest data showed 29% of Iowa 11th graders admit they use an electronic cigarette daily, and experts say adults often do not know what those devices look like.
Iowa school nurses and teachers are in a unique position because their ability to reach students, families, and their school community.
That's Melissa Walker of the Iowa Department of Education, who works with school nurses throughout the state. Walker's agency and the Iowa Department of Public Health have developed a webinar for teachers and school nurses. It outlines the illnesses students who vape tend to have and the various devices that are used to vape. Some look like watches with a time and date display. Others are fashioned to resemble flash drives or highlighters.
The more we equip our educators, students, and families with evidence-based information, the better the chances that students will be prepared to make responsible, healthy choices. School nurses and teachers are in a great position to do this work because of the relationships that they build with their students.
Posters are also being distributed to Iowa schools to show students that one vaping pod can have as much nicotine as 20 cigarettes. Federal safety regulators have proposed fining a Davenport bowling alley more than $8,300 for violations found after the death of an employee this past summer. Authorities say 27-year-old Brittany Russell died July 7th at the Black Hawk Bowl and Martini Lounge, which is inside the Hotel Black Hawk. An Occupational Safety and Health Administration filing said she was killed after coming into contact with an electrical system while trying to unjam a pin setter. A representative of the bowling alley has not responded to calls for comment. And a Cedar Rapids organization is transforming more than two dozen shelter beds into a transitional housing facility in hopes of helping people make permanent changes in their lives. Mission of Hope decided recently to remove 28 shelter beds at two buildings and to reopen the shelters as transitional housing in the spring. Executive Director Kim Reams said the group made the decision after coming to the conclusion that it was enabling people to continue to live in crisis. She noted that the group was feeding lunch to some of the same people it had served when it opened 17 years ago. The news was brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments, at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News.